Genital massage. I invite you now to extend your newly found communication skills and to practice them while massaging each other, and especially each other's genitals. Massaging each other is a wonderful way to be together. It's also a really nice way to explore each other's genitals. The genitals are commonly not a place that gets massaged. Yet they hold as much, if not more, tension than many other places. Touching each other's genitals in a nurturing and sensual way, in a way that does not necessarily lead up to sex, can be very relaxing and opening. You don't need to be a trained massage therapist to do this. Simply take turns massaging each other, and in this massage, focus on the whole pelvic area, including on and all around the sexual organs. In the tantric tradition, the woman's sacred space, the vagina, is called the yoni, and the penis is called lingam. I will be using these ancient words in describing these exercises. Massage gently on the pubic bone and in the groin, lower belly, hips, and gluteus muscles. For the woman, massage all around the yoni, the labia, and the clitoris. For the man, massage around the root of the penis, the lingam as I will call it now, and the testicles. Massage the perineum, which is the area between the genitals and the anus, and you can massage all around and on the anus muscles as well. Use massage techniques such as rubbing, pressing, kneading, squeezing, tapping, stroking, or pressure points. Whatever techniques of massage you might use on other body parts. Move slowly. Trust your intuition. Ask what pressure feels good. All it takes is gentleness and asking for feedback. Don't be afraid to massage on and around bony parts. The pubic bone right around the clitoris, for example, has a lot of erectile tissue in women, and it feels very nice when it gets massaged. The same is true for that area in the man. Any kind of unhappy sexual experience gets stored as subtle tension in the tissues of the outer and inner sexual organs. Massage is a wonderful way to release this tension, and along with it, the residues of these negative experiences. The massage touch is different from caressing in that you are not trying to stimulate sexually. It's a loving, caring, healing touch. It's not that it shouldn't be wonderful and feel sensual and pleasurable, but be aware that what intention you touch with has a big effect on the outcome. We spoke before about this, but it deserves repeating. Your hands will transmit your intention readily. They will transmit your intention of support, relaxation, and healing. They will transmit your feelings of love and caring. But they will also transmit if you're impatient, distracted, or wanting to get something for yourself. So as the giver, relax. Feel your intention of caring, and trust that your touch will reflect it. Receiving touch in this way, where nothing needs to happen, releases tension, increases circulation in the tissues, and awakens the genitals in ways that are different from sex play. Usually it makes people feel really safe. So now take turns to give each other this kind of massage. Explore and enjoy yourself. You will gain important skills for further assignments.